This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Brought to you by your favorite and fabulous cousins, Prinny Ray
and Amber Lowe.
Yes!
And this week we are joined by the one and only Yasmina.
Woo! The crowd goes wild. The crowd goes wild.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, ladies.
It's been a long time coming.
It has. It actually has. It really has.
It has. Introduce yourself. Okay.
Introduce yourself. No way.
Guys, I'm Yasmina. Of course you guys know. I hate this part because it's like, introduce yourself. Okay, yeah. I'm Yasmina. Yeah.
And you are the?
I'm the biggest, baddest.
Yes. Come on. The biggest, baddest.
I'm the biggest, baddest designer in the world.
Praying.
Listen, you've got to speak positivity and manifest that stuff.
It's so true.
Can't downplay it.
I really can't. The year has been mad. It really has been mad. Starting this thing last year.
Oh, you only started last year?
Yeah, I only launched last year.
Oh my God, take us back. Let's just start from the beginning.
Sorry, her brand is called Minanovsky. Yeah. I didn't actually clarify that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. I hate the whole self-promotion thing. I hate
really?
It.
Really? Why?
Because I don't know. I just don't like it. I feel so like big-headed. I'm like, yeah, this is my brand. Like, this is me. Like, yeah, like get to know. I don't like that. I mean, I really don't.
I get it. But it's also like, if you don't love you, who gonna love you, boo? Kind of
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because you're the one doing the work. So it's
that's
like.
That's true too.
Right?
That is true.
So bring us back, Minanovsky. When did Minanovsky start?
It's a little bit of a long story. I guess we got time.
We got time.
So my friend's mum had a wedding. This is like 2019. Mm. And with Nigerian weddings, you know, you got your garment, you got to sew a garment. Cool. So I got the fabric a bit late, and I think there was like 2 or 3 weeks left to the wedding. And I went to a tailor in, I think, in Brick Lane. And she was giving me crazy prices. I was like, madam. First of all, nah. So I was like, okay, cool. So I bought myself a sewing machine. So I was like, let me just try it. So I bought myself my sewing machine. It cost how much I would have got her.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, sewing machines aren't even cheap.
To be fair, this one was only £100.
Oh.
Yeah, how much is she charging? About 100.
It was about 120, between 120, but it was last minute.
Got it.
Now that I sew, looking back, I completely understand. You want me to sew you a garment in less than 2 weeks? Yeah, man.
Yeah, fine.
But yeah, so I got myself a sewing machine. I got myself the needles, thread, whatever. I went to a fabric shop, got some fabric to go underneath the lace. And I just started designing the dress. Like, I couldn't draw either. So I was like on pen paper, like just this stick person with a gown that somewhat makes sense. If I find it, I'll have to show you guys at one point. But yeah, and I just made the dress. I made the dress in about 2 weeks. And yeah, like it looked nice.
Did it bang? So it banged?
It absolutely banged.
Wow.
It actually banged. Like it was
Do
a
you
nice
like. You're just like, I'm just going to do it myself. And it's like, wow.
No, as in,
I got skills.
talent unlocked. I was like, oh my God, wait. My ancestors are like, yes. They're seamstresses.
Right. So it's in the...
Yeah,
right.
It was in the blood on both sides of my family. Like my dad's mum would make clothes. My mum's mum, or my nan and her sisters, they all made clothes and had like a fabric shop or whatever in Morocco. Wow. So yeah. And after that, after the wedding, I started making like little two pieces. I started experimenting with fabric. And I was doing all this research whilst I was working for some firm. So I was like, I don't even care if this is company time. I'm doing research.
Literally.
Yeah. On my lunch break, I go to Shoreditch. No, honestly, every time someone come around for something to do, I'm like, yeah, what's up? You all right? Yeah, got you. And then I'm back to doing my research. Yeah, I just started experimenting with fabrics. I wore a two-piece out one night, and then they were like, oh, yeah, your thing is nice. And I was like, okay. Even though, like, the stitching was terrible, like, the cut was awful. Like, I didn't even know how to, like, make clothes properly. Like, I would just get old clothes and, like, line it up and then cut where I needed to cut.
Right, got it.
And then, yeah, I just started making more clothes. And then people would like them as well. I wasn't really taking orders like that, but people were like, oh, you should really start a clothing brand. And me and my dumb ass, I'm like, oh, yeah. Me thinking, not realizing how much work it involves. No, literally, like when I started doing the fashion brand, I was like, this is a scam. So you're telling me that I quit my day job to do this shit?
Oh, so you quit?
Yeah, I quit last year. I quit just before the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't lie.
I really appreciate your faith, because like, there's something in me that would be like, I'm going to do a night shift.
It ain't faith, it's crack. It ain't faith.
What you smoking? I'm going to give me some of that.
I need some of that.
I don't know what it was, but something told me to just stop working where I was working and just do it full time, put my all into it, and yeah, that's how Meenanovsky came about. The name, so I already had the name Meenanovsky as my Instagram handle,
right,
and then I was hosting
what's the Novsky, sorry, just out of curiosity.
Oh, it's my dad's nickname for me.
Yeah,
like he has a really weird way of displaying affection with like really funny names.
Yeah,
so like I was at one point I was Usmanov.
Okay.
You can only say okay to it.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
And then he started calling me Novsky, and then it just worked.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, Novsky. And I'm like, yes, Dad. You're right. Yes, I am. Thank you. Yeah. Some guy I was hosting with, he said, because I was pondering about, oh, what should I call my brand?
Mm.
And he was like, why don't you just call it Meenanovsky?
It's a banging name. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's such a sick
very,
name.
Like, exotic. Yeah. Like, where is she from?
They're like, do you have Russia? I don't know. I'm like, no.
I hope the Russian police don't get me.
But yeah, and that's just how it came. So he just said, take it. I was like, you know what? That is a shout.
That was a very good shout.
That was a very good shout, because I had the wildest names.
Come on, give us one of them.
Just one.
Oh, no, because it's embarrassing.
Just one. Come on. For the culture.
Okay, just the one. So I used to, like, call myself Chalmina.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, but I wasn't going to call the brand Chalmina. I was going to call it, like, House of Chow.
Can you imagine?
Like a Chinese, okay.
Like, and then the appropriation police
would be
they'll be on your
honestly
neck.
Like, what do you mean House of Chow?
They'll be like, you're already part of the oppressed society, like, how can you then go and like culturally appropriate another oppressed?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's like and then
picking names is such a hard process, though.
It's disgraceful,
girl.
It's so hard. But then when a name works, it just works. You think of some brands like, I don't know, I don't even know how to say it, but you know, like Gucci. Like when they thought of that, it's like,
Gucci.
But why, where are these words coming from? But like, when you look back, it's like, oh, that really just works.
Yeah. And especially like when, obviously in Britain, we speak English, like a lot of these other brands, they're in different countries and the language has got so much more flair. Mm. So when you've got Salvatore Ferragamo, I'm like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I like the way you said that.
Salvatore Ferragamo.
That was. I'm like, oh, Ferragamo. Is that like Ferragamo belt? Is it on sale?
That's like Jean Baptiste.
Oh yeah, we struggled to say that.
Jean Baptiste.
No, what is that?
I think we're still saying it wrong.
Jean Paul Gaultier.
No, Jean Baptiste.
No, Baptiste. Anyways,
but don't bother. Don't worry.
Yeah, but I understand. Yeah, because the English language is very
ready sorted.
Yeah.
Oh,
with all due respect to the
barely
Brits.
Salted.
But
barely salted.
But it's like, if you're thinking like a name, it's like, oh, I'm gonna call my brand like Paul Tompkinson or something. Do you know what I mean? It's like, where's the
exactly? But the thing is, you don't realize it has a bit of panache until other people are saying it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay,
I like that.
It's nice. It has a ring to it. It has a proper ring.
Definitely has a ring to it.
Thank you.
I like the name.
Do you know what? I can't lie. So do I.
Well, we hope so. Well,
a bit late now.
Like, even when I see it on like labels and stuff, I'm like, damn.
It looks so cool. And I love that you do your labels like on the outside.
Yeah, can't lie. Everyone has to know that that's my garment. Mm. I cannot even
I made I that, that and this is the brand. And no, I love that though.
100%. Because I thought about it. Well, I try to be forward thinking about it because you've got all the, like, I wouldn't say resellers, but you've got like AliExpress, you've got people that do dupes and stuff.
Right, okay.
You're always going to know when a dress isn't mine.
Yeah.
And that's what I want, or not even just a dress, but like an outfit or any sort of piece of clothing. You're always going to know that it's not mine because the label isn't there. And if the label on the outside doesn't say Milanovsky,
it ain't mine, boo.
It ain't mine. And if it says something on the song, see, I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue.
But right. This is a deep one because I mean, we spend a lot of time in fashion news talking about the PLTs and the boohoos biting and stealing. So have you got your paperwork together?
So I Milanovsky is trademarked.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Like, I studied law, so I knew that I needed to get it trademarked. And plus, my dad was on my ass. He was like, you got to get it trademarked. Get it trademarked. I was like, yeah, but dad, I am sort of like a little bit like protected under copyright and stuff like that. But he's like, no. And I was like, okay, you know what? No, he's right. But it's expensive.
Right.
And that's the thing with small brands. Like, you want to put that money back into your brand.
Business, yeah.
But it's really hard to part with it when you want to use it towards protecting your brand. Mm. Like, you know, like trademarking and like maybe if you've got like a new innovative design or whatever, you want to patent it. But it is really, really hard.
What are the laws behind fashion? Because obviously we see these stories all the time of like, especially like Fry London.
Sorry. What? Nah, I just seen the fly. I was about it.
I'm like, what's going on here?
Sorry, guys. We have to give backstory because you're listening. You don't know what's
there's
going
a fly.
On. The fly in the room, and we've been trying to catch it, and it went missing for a little bit.
And it's
now
like,
it's, yeah.
Oh.
Did you get it?
Oh.
That was good. Just squeeze harder.
I got it!
Oh, my God.
That was
hands
good.
Hands on the ties. Quick.
Just rifle on the chair.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't got no hands on the ties. Well done, you got skills.
I mean, no, I literally, wow.
I need to get that on video.
That's the meaning of ski.
It's the reaction.
So obviously, you know, you've got the brands like literally copying the design like 2AT. Is there a law, like how do you protect yourself from that? Or like using the same materials or?
Are they allowed to do that shit?
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not giving anyone advice. So I'm not going to be like, yes, or the X, Y, Z. And I'm not actually too familiar with the law, even though intellectual property is my favorite. It's not a department, but it's my favorite. Do you know what?
Genre of law.
It's my favorite genre of law. It's been a long, and you know what? I went to law school as well. My dad, if he heard this, he'd be like, shame on you.
Genre.
But it's hard because if they change the design a little bit, they could get away with it.
To just slightly.
Yeah, like by Doe's, her heels, PLT. They basically took her heel and they added a buckle. And they could argue that the shoe is different because it's got a buckle. But I don't think they're gonna get away with it just because like come on, like that's the first time you see a shoe
like that.
Yeah. But it is extremely hard to protect yourself. I mean, yeah, you can. The problem is not having enough money for the lawyers.
Right.
It's having to send out cease and desist letters. It's having to have an actual legal team behind you to actually fight your case.
Yeah.
Because these big brands like Boohoo, PLT, they've got four. Listen, that family's just like, okay, we're coming for you.
No, they got a lot of audacity.
They've got a lot of money. Their profit margins are huge. So they've got the money to
make their own shit.
I mean, yeah, that too. But they don't.
It's easier to just steam
and like, we just say, like, if you like it, just collab with that person.
Ooh. Over my dead body.
Would you never?
Never in my life.
Have you had that happen to you? Has your designs been stolen?
No, you know, because I haven't been popping enough. Thank God.
Do you think?
Do you know
yeah,
what?
100%.
Silver lining.
100%.
You think you haven't been popping enough?
I mean, yeah. I think.
Oh, I mean,
no, I honestly think so. Like a friend of mine, she AliExpress, they copy her stuff up and down, up and down. Like I'd honestly just think like my clothes, they're not like. So the first two types of styles that I put out. Like,
yeah, we know.
I was so happy. I was so happy to just give it to you guys.
That was how our relationship started. So obviously, yeah, like, I feel like we're like best friends. So like, basically, we were having our first ever press shoot, weren't we?
Yeah.
We like finally like scraped all our pennies together. God, it was like, we need some professional pictures. And we were like, we want to reach out to black-owned brands and we want to wear their stuff. So like, you know, if we get into press, then it's like, oh, we're wearing XYZ. Got a whole list together, like emailing, and you was like, yeah, sure. Like, yeah. And we were like, oh my god,
we were expecting no one to get back to us, and we have to go to like Topshop.
Guys, the customer service was 10 out of 10 because Yaz came to my yard to my doorstep.
I
remember the way I came out in my dad's looking like Sasquatch Sally,
still cute though,
but Sasquatch Sally. And I was like, thanks. I was like, we'd love to get you on a pod one day. And he was like, okay, that's a bit scary. Like, just met you. And I was like, yeah, like, thanks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was like,
so basically, Prinny, I told her that she's going to come on the pod. I'm not too sure she will because she looked a bit like she didn't want to. But like, I feel like one day, like, it'll be fine.
Here you are.
And literally, oh my, it was just, and we wore it and we were like, this is stunning.
Yeah,
like this was us to a T. But I'm not gonna lie, because obviously, you know, obviously the label's on the outside, isn't it?
No, but like,
yeah,
people wear it however they want to wear it.
I wore it out and I was like, I don't think. But when I tried it on at home, I was like,
how's
it go? The label, it's on the arm, but the stitches look like it should be. The label's usually inside, so. I tried it on inside out and I was like, 2 and 2 is making 10. Something's not adding up here. I was actually just being an idiot.
That was something that I probably should have made.
And you know, then I was like,
that makes sense.
This is the design.
Yeah. I didn't have labels on my clothes. Like, there were no inside labels.
No.
I don't like the scratchiness of
them. Yeah.
Now I've upgraded the labels. But
have you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I was going
to
say.
It's silicone now, as opposed to woven labels. Yeah, come on, man. I'm going to do a big.
No, I was going to say that I love all your designs, but I do feel that elevation with the new
collection. We've seen the growth.
Thank you.
I feel like it's been, like, mad. Like, mad growth.
It was within a few months. Yeah, we were just wearing the thing yesterday.
Yeah.
So how did we get that? Did you go last year?
We had our shoot. It was in August last year.
No, it wasn't.
It was this time last year.
Oh my god! I've been 25 different people since that shoot.
Oh god, yeah.
I hear that.
It was this time last year because our shoot was in August.
Oh my gosh.
Or was it in June or July? But anyways, the point was. Like July. And then from then to now, the SS21 collection.
Yeah.
Let's nuts.
Fucking get into it.
We need Kylie Jenner to be wearing that shit soon.
No, you know what I mean. Oi. Kylie. Fucking hell.
No, but that seems to be the blueprint for like British designers. Like Kylie Jenner wears it and then you get verified.
And I think it's lit though. I do think it's great. I do. At the same time, I'm not really that fast. Like I'm really not that fast. Like,
you're very humble.
Yeah, she's so chill.
Very modest.
I mean,
like considering you're doing it full time, you're like, if it was me, if I'm doing it full time, I'm like, I'm fighting for my life. I'm fighting for my kids. Like, I'll be on in Kylie Jenner's DM, the baby's DM.
I was caught up in it at one point, and I was like, oh yeah, gotta send her my stuff. Because at one point, I mean, I did send my stuff to her. I sent her to one of her stylists. Yeah.
Oh, sick.
And I haven't heard anything. She's not worn it. I'm just like, it's whatever. If it happens, it happens.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I'm not banking on that to be my success.
Fine.
Because I don't do it for the celebs. I don't do it for the people that are like always in front of the camera. I do this for everyday women because I'm an everyday woman. I do this for the women that are like me. I do this for the women that might not be 100% confident but want to wear a banging dress, which is me. So it's like, I'm not really that fussed whether... Honestly, like I think I even said this on Rebecca Tembo's podcast. Like, I don't really care about being featured in Vogue. Watch me get blacklisted. I don't really care about Fashion Week. I really don't because my audience.
For the everyday girl.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong, I love it when models are in my clothes. I absolutely adore it. Like, I'm like, yes, get it, girl.
Yeah,
yes.
Stunning.
But like, if you want to buy it, buy it. Like, honestly, if you want to wear it, wear it. I'm not gagging for celebrities to be in my clothes. I think it would obviously, like, I would, like, literally, like, collapse if they'd wear
Why
it.
Can I feature her as well?
No, as in, I'll be like, damn.
No, but please do a TikTok if you collapse. Like,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
please.
Put
just put
the
phone there.
No, listen, guys, when it happens, you will see me front and center. You know my TikTok already. I will. That man is so fine. He makes me.
Oh my god!
But yeah, I do this for the women.
That's so but... nice. Because if it was me, I mean, I'd do it for the casual dollars.
Yeah, for the money.
Yeah,
for the
money.
Yeah, the clout, you know.
But I really respect that because it's an honest brand, and like, you know, some brands are like, we're all about confidence before the women. Like, we want everyone to feel so good and everything. But you're literally like, that is what I'm about, and like, like. I really respect that, and I think that's really cool. So, buy the fucking gowns. Because
legit,
there's more than women here.
Literally, buy the gowns.
So, let's talk about the inspo for the SS21.
Let's get into it.
Yeah.
So, we've got some fabulous pieces.
Can't lie, we do. We really do.
We really do. Let me refresh my memoirs.
I'm actually so proud of this collection. It took me a while. When did I start working on it? I think... oh my gosh. Ooh. I want to say like December, November last year, but like I was just scribbling like random designs. I was just like, like, you know, like I've got my iPad at home and I just like scribble.
Can you draw now?
No.
Okay. It's still stick people?
No.
Okay.
Better than that.
Improved.
But there's only improvement because like I've basically downloaded templates.
You just scratch on the body.
Absolutely. And I save that and like, listen, it's a dream come true. So if anybody that feels like they can't draw, like if you can't draw, you can't be a designer, just get a template. It's all right.
That's an inspo for me because I actually can't draw to save my life.
Listen, I got an E in my art thing.
I don't even touch art.
An E.
Maybe I can like, be a
year 8 even.
Oh wow.
Damn, what were you drawing?
Like, nonsense.
Look at you now.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
Shout out to your year 8 art teacher.
Honestly, like, bitch, Miss Panderis.
Miss Panderis.
You know some teachers you just never forget. Like, I remember you.
No, honestly. I mean, she was great, but like, she knew I couldn't draw better. She knew. She full well knew.
Oh, God, my art teacher's hating my guts. I got sent out every art class anyway.
I can imagine you messing around with like
PDA
glue.
Yeah, because I can't fucking draw. Yeah, I'll be like, look at my hand, it's peeling.
I thought I was Van Gogh. Like, I was like with a 2B pencil and you know when you see, I look back, I still have my art books now and I look back and I'm like, right, self-portrait's mad still.
What was that?
No, literally, but at the time I was like, nah, I'm getting into galleries.
We got Monet on our hands,
so,
ladies.
I'm so delusional, as you can tell.
So you started it around December, November last year.
Yeah, I was just doing like random stuff. Literally like anything. What was annoying about being on lockdown or being in lockdown or being put into lockdown was the fact that coming about inspiration was really, really hard. Like, as I started this journey, I realized that when I walk on the street, I literally look at every single bit of clothing. I look at how it's been stitched together. Look at literally my eyes are all over garments. People probably thinking I'm looking at their junk. And it's like, I'm honestly not. I'm looking at the stitches and I'm looking at how the garment goes together. And this is all like self-taught. So like it's completely new to me. But the question has definitely gone out of my head that alcohol's getting to me.
Inspiration.
Inspiration, yeah.
Yeah, so it was hard getting inspiration being in lockdown. But I mean, you know, we got Pinterest. And then also I tried to look back at my childhood and growing up.
Ooh.
So my mom's Moroccan, my dad's Nigerian.
Nice. That's a nice mix.
Thank you. I spent a lot of summer holidays in the south of France. And yeah, like, I mean, I basically, the dresses, the actual pattern are palm trees.
It is given south of France.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's given.
I'm in Cannes.
Like, Exactly, like Saint-Tropez, like Monaco, like.
You speak French?
I do, yeah.
Was the way you just
I was like, because I was about to say Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, I was like, right, I ain't English.
Don't kill me.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Bilingual girl.
That's so sexy.
Thank you.
Sorry, can I just. Not to take it away from this, we're going to get back to inspiration, but like, you know, when you talk to guys and they find out you're Moroccan, do they say, oh, say something?
Yeah, it's so annoying.
It's not, do you not find
it? Moroccans speak Arabic. They speak French too.
They do. So, my.
Do you speak Arabic too?
Not really, no. Like, I can count to 10 and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Aww.
Yeah, like, I can understand bits of Arabic, but other than that, my Arabic is literally on zero.
Okay.
It's more French that I'm like, yeah.
Are you like, what's the word? Fluent?
I'm fluent in French.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but.
So, when they ask you to speak, do you do it? If you fancy him, or like, if he's like 10-10. If he's 10-10, like your MCM, he's like, you didn't even think you lot were going to talk. Now you're talking. And he's like, oh, like, just say, come on, talk dirty to me.
No.
Okay.
I can't even like, nah.
Nah, if I could speak French, I'll be like, je t'aime.
She searched her whole brain. But like, je t'aime.
I would. I'd be like.
I don't blame you. I really don't blame you.
Paul. Oh, no, that's what's in it. I know.
I don't even know. You just mix like words.
Everything. Mm. But I would be like.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I do get it.
It's because it's your language.
I was speaking French from very, very young. So it's like, whatever. The guy's like, oh my God, it's so sexy. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, all right. No, honestly. It's like, oh, yeah, all right.
Oh, so fucking obsessed with me.
No, honestly, they're like, oh, exotic. I'm like,
I hate the word exotic.
So do I.
What is like, exotic?
Am I fruit?
I do think it's quite derogatory.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, is that am I a fucking palm tree?
No,
like,
honestly,
what
the fuck I look like?
Exotic. Your mom's exotic. Anyways,
your what's exotic?
Nothing.
Oh, we have another one.
I'm like, oh, we're gonna get so told off.
Oh, okay. No, it's light.
Right,
palm trees. We're in south of France.
South of France, Inspo for the collection.
Yeah, so it was just a lot of.
Oh, is that the same one? Is that a cousin?
This is a different one.
A lot of them.
Yeah, no, it was just a lot of me growing up.
I didn't even raise my arms like that.
My experience in France, like. The especially the mix of Moroccan culture, like of course, like my grandparents, they moved from Morocco to France,
right?
Before
okay,
my mom was born, yeah. My mom's born in France, so okay. That's why like I have like the majority of my holidays and any spare time that I had growing up was in France.
Mm.
But yeah, like it was just literally everything, like the colors that you see is the food, the culture, like even the color of the buildings in France. Like you got bright orange buildings, and you've got the green trees. Like the trees are so green, and you've got the dark brown soil. And I was like, oh, there we go, boom, boom, boom,
done.
But it took a while for me to get like the final three colors. But I feel like those three colors they really like represent.
Mm.
They're very like earthy that. As well. Yeah. I'm getting really nice like kind of environmental.
Yeah.
What's a nice word for environmental?
Eco,
like just like nice earthy feels and like, but those colors. Especially nice like when you've got tanned glowy skin,
yeah, definitely,
and you put on like an orange dress or like a green dress and it just like the contrast is really lovely.
Yeah, and I tried to pick colors that worked on every single skin tone as well. And even with like the models that I picked, I made sure that I had at least two different toned models to see how banging the colors look on them. Because like As a brand, it is hard to try and like be inclusive, and not skin color wise, but like just inclusive in general, and show people that different people are going to wear this stuff, not just one type of person. It's not just going to be a size 8 model, even though the models that I had were size 8 to 10. But that's besides the point. Like it is hard trying to show your brand's versatility.
Yeah.
Because you've got, like, obviously, I've got like another shoot coming up with different types of models.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I want to show range.
Yeah,
and I want to, I want to do the most for people. I want people to see that it's not just skinny babes skinny that wear. It's like, yeah. I'm not a skinny babe, but I don't really want to model my own stuff. So like, yeah, but like,
fair enough.
I just want to show that this brand is not just for one type of
person.
What's
your size range?
So initially it was extra small to triple XL, but the girls bigger than, I mean, and maybe like large, even, yeah, like my larges don't sell.
Fine.
Yeah. But I understand why, and I'm working on it's not really a problem, but like I'm working on getting more, I hate the word content, but like I'm working on getting more content for the other girls, because right. It's like, hang on,
if they don't see themselves, then
exactly,
they're not gonna,
exactly. Like I even had a DM the other day. They were like, "Oh, are we gonna see like bigger girls in this?" And I'm like, "Yes, you damn are, because aww, that's what my brand is about." Like, I want, like I said, I'm for the woman. I'm for every single woman. So I want to try and get different. Sorry,
it's for ladies. Sorry, I had to.
That's just what I'm trying to do. It is hard, and it costs a whole lot of fucking money. This is fucking expensive, man.
I can imagine, like,
oh no, man.
Like, you, because we, yeah, obviously, as a consumer, we just see the end product. We don't see
everything that goes into
everything
it.
Everything that goes into it. Have you ever felt like, I'm done?
Yes, but before I launched the summer stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was doing my quarter finance, analysis and whatnot, and I was looking at Q1, Q2, and obviously we're in Q3 right now, going into Q4. I was looking at Q1 and Q2, and I was like, you were some dry motherfucking months. And I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Like, why am I honestly doing this? Like, what? Just to have a little two penny to rub together?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just kept pushing, and I'm somebody that is I take risks all the time. Like, anyone that knows me from like back in school, like I'm always doing mad shit. So like even me having a clothing brand and then quitting my job, that's just Yaz.
Is that part of your brand?
Yeah. I do shit on a whim all the time. Like even the clothing brand was on a whim. So,
but I like that. Like that's the life to live, because it's like, life is so short. It's like, why am I not doing this thing? Oh, because I need to, like, you know, have a good job and make because like, if I die tomorrow, then what?
Exactly. Live on the edge. I mean, I'm always down for living on the edge, can't I? Like, because here today, gone tomorrow.
No, but literally. But it's literally that, because COVID hit and it was like, rah. Like, I think it put so much things into perspective.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were like, hang on. What the hell am I doing myself? Yeah. Like,
exactly. Like, even the lockdown period was horrific. I was eating like a thief.
No, literally.
And I was questioning my existence. The first
me?
Boris was like, oh yeah, we're only going to be in here for 6 weeks and we're going to review this all and, you know, we're just going to keep our chins up, everybody. I was really questioning my existence. I was like, what's my purpose in this life? Like, I had launched the brand, but like, I was still a bit unsure about what it is that I really wanted to do. But like, I was really questioning my existence. I was like, why am I here?
Yeah. But I think a lot of people felt like that, because it was like, especially people who got put on furloughs, like, okay, so what do I do now? It's like, oh, rah, like, I actually haven't been living for myself.
Yeah.
I've been living for this 9-to-5
exactly.
And then making some time for myself. And now it's not there. It's like, so what do I like? Mm. Who am I and what do I do?
Exactly. And what I really like is the rise of so many different people's hustles. I flipping love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. No.
That is the team.
Fucking inject that shit.
No,
yeah.
Honestly, inject it.
I feel a bit emotional. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Nah, inject it. I love it. I absolutely love the inner hustler that this lockdown has brought. Obviously, COVID is a very sad situation.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's definitely brought out some.
It's
wicked,
been a
wicked
huge
things.
Silver lining.
It has.
Yeah, in
for
a lot of
a
ways.
Lot
yeah.
of people.
It really has. It has.
In like different genres.
Yeah, exactly.
Like people doing different avenues.
Yeah.
Like it's just been amazing.
Mm-hmm,
someone's
mm-hmm.
been like, I like photography, and now they're like some sick photographer or like
Mate.
Videographer
yeah.
or like
yeah.
podcaster.
Exactly.
Or, like, designer.
Yeah.
See?
I think if you came out of the lockdown and didn't like either really discover yourself or put your heart into something that you really love, like it's kind of like wasted time. Like, no offense to anyone who might feel triggered.
No, but you're
it's
not
like
wrong,
over a year.
Yeah, and you're just sat at home like a dickhead, sleeping like a dickhead.
Literally.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Who are you sleeping like a dickhead? No, honestly, you really have to do a bit of like self-evaluation. Like, if you've literally,
it's a lot of time.
Yeah. But then again, some people have literally been working non-stop up until this thing. So I don't even blame them if they just want to take this year and do jack shit.
Chill, fair enough.
Because me too.
But that's also part of like self-discovery. It might just be like, you know what? Why am I working? Bye. I'm going to just go on holiday. I'm going to chill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to reconnect or whatever. Like, what I really appreciated in the lockdown was being able to actually talk to my family.
Yeah.
And communicate. Like, because usually it's, you go work, you come back. Oh, what's for dinner? All right, cool. I'm in my room. I'm watching TV. Literally. Go again. Mm-hmm. But like, my grandma was around as well. So it's like chilling with her, chilling with my brother. That's time that I'm never going to get back. And I just really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be fair, I did spend... No, I didn't, because I lived by myself.
Ah. Yeah. How was that? Did it drive you crazy?
Yes.
Welcome to the pink table. We call it the pink table.
It's a therapy session.
And you know what's insane? So I was with my partner. And when Boris announced the lockdown, he was like, yeah, you can't go anywhere. And I was like, wait, Yeah, no, you have to stay in your houses. So I basically lived with my partner for like about is it 18 months or like just over a year?
It was a long time.
Yeah. And it was so weird to me because I was like, I've never lived with someone 24/7.
Was it good? Good? Positive?
Yeah. Some of it, yeah. At one point, I wanted to kill him because it was like, oh, you're in my space. And there's only somewhere I can go. There's only a few places I can go to be by myself. And that's toilet. And that's my bed.
And even there, you're there. Like, go away.
But like, it was fine because like, there was definitely a period of discovery between us two. Because I was like, oh, so like, yeah, I know you completely.
Living with someone.
It's a different story. All my days. No. It's a different flipping story. No, I'm even getting out my seat. Hey.
All right, let us know.
I have one bit of advice here for anybody that is like, not seeing someone, please, because you're not ready for that headache, but with your boyfriend, if someone that you're going to get married, please live with them for at least like 6 months to a year. Please, I am begging you, because you will receive the biggest shock of your life when you're married and then you're next to each other in bed and he's snoring. And you're only finding out about the snoring because he stopped doing the cute stuff.
Right now, he's in his element.
He's
at
himself.
Home. Your place is now, or you guys' place is now home.
Nah, man.
Because when you go on a sleepover, you do the cute sleep.
Yeah.
Everything's cute.
None of that. It's getting all leg up.
No, honestly. No, all of that.
I assume you guys are still together. Okay. Because what I was gonna say was like, I feel like for couples, it was like if you lived with them, the COVID was either make or break because it's like
it was either make or break because it definitely tested us. Yeah. It is make or break. It definitely is make or break. A lot of people broke up.
Yeah.
It was either people got divorced or broke up, or they had a baby. There was no in between.
Not on my watch. To be fair, we only broke up like we broke up after like the whole COVID stuff. Yeah, like we were okay during. It was just very trying, you know, being in someone's space. And he was working full time.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean.
You're trying to sketch and he's on the Zooms.
Yeah. And I'm even me with my sewing machine in the kitchen. Can you imagine? And he's like, oh, yes. Can you? I'm like, I can't move the sewing machine. You're going to need to move.
Not the sewing machine. They'll be like, Chris, we can't hear you. What's that?
No, honestly.
Is that feedback?
No, honestly. You know what I mean? Like, what's that grr in the back? Oh, the sewing machine's jammed.
The missus is sewing a frock.
No, honestly. And that's what it was like. I was sewing my garments at home as well. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, God.
Hell on earth.
But I do believe in, though, like, living with someone before marriage. Because it's like, then you're married and you're married.
Yeah.
Well, after 2 weeks, you're going to be like, I don't want him. No, like, obviously, you could do that. But it's like, waste of time.
Yeah. I used to believe in, like, not living together before marriage. And it's not till I grew up.
You better bring your suitcase. We're going to live.
No, honestly.
So I can make my mind up. We're gonna live.
Those two fingers, yeah.
Yeah. And we're gonna see.
No, honestly.
If I don't like you.
You gotta go.
100%, because you have to know. Listen, this relationship stuff is a dangerous game.
Oh, yeah.
The dating world is a dangerous game.
You tell me.
You don't have to tell me twice.
But I think what I love now, especially, I don't know if it's like post-pandemic juice that a lot of girls are sipping, but we're choosing ourselves rather than doing what maybe the generations before, where it's like, this my man, like I'm a stick by him. I ain't sticking by shit. Like, pack your bags. You got to go.
Absolutely.
It's not worth it, because it's actually forever. Well, you like to think if you get married to someone, it's like till death do us part, right? Like, if I'm already seeing issues now, it's hard. You break the woman down, now she's obese, you know, she's not looking snatched how you met her, now you're cheating with the next girl because she's slim and I'm big and I got the kids,
and you want to come and blame me that I put on weight. That's why you want to go and cheat. Fuck off, dickheads.
Right.
No, but it's friendly facts.
I feel so triggered right now. Fucking
hell. Listen, it's long being a woman.
So,
but yeah.
Are you dating?
No, ew.
Oh, no.
Okay. This is a recent breakup, ladies.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
into that dating shit.
Okay.
The jungle's
rough. Just to
let
you know, it's a mad thing out there. Like, it's wild.
I've seen it, and I'm like,
there's no rush.
Nah.
I don't think I'm ever going to date, I can't lie. Really? I'm not interested yet.
Not even for the fun of it?
No, I don't like that whole for the fun of it stuff. As I've grown up, and especially coming out of this, because it was a long-term relationship. He's probably going to listen to this and be like, you're such a liar. Like, you're definitely going to be back.
Back with him or back with
him? I might be back with him.
Yeah, I think, I see that, I feel that.
I feel the energy. No, I feel the energy too.
I feel like the door is open.
It's ajar.
It's worth just, working it out.
But like dating, I've seen my friends are dating. It's not, it ain't that kind of party.
Nah, everyone is mad.
If I don't laugh right now, I'll cry.
Sometimes I sit back and I think, like, was there a one that got away?
Who can I go back to?
Like, you know when you think, like,
go through your contact list and you're like,
surely there's one in there.
He might respond to me.
There ain't one in there.
There ain't nobody.
Nothing. None at all. Oh. Honestly, to the ladies that are dating, what's that? You're the Hunger Games thing. My solidarity with you, man.
Every time we have a date, we're like, okay, good luck.
Share your location.
Good luck. Let me know how it goes. In between, we're texting that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I don't even remember dating.
This is our real dating period.
I'm dating in such a different mindset where, like, I'm literally not dating because I'm trying to find a man. I'm dating because, like, I want to have a couple of drinks and feel good and then I'm going to go home.
And that's okay.
Yeah, and that's the fun side of it. But then it's, like, a week before the period and you're like, wow, I'm mad lonely.
Yeah.
No, I can't lie. And he didn't call me back for a second date, so basically I'm buzzed.
that lonely thing, it hits hard.
Yeah.
You're telling me
I'm in bed and the other side.
My room. Sometimes I get lonely. That's when Hinge. I just start. I'm swiping.
Start liking people. Yeah. That, like, in. Where would I ever?
I squint
you?
With one eye, like he's kind of paying with my eyes closed.
If I'm drunk and closed, he's nice.
So the next day they message me like, "Hey, you good?" I'm like, "Nope, I'm okay today.
I'm okay."
Yesterday
today.
I wasn't okay, but I'm good now.
We doing think pieces like, so yesterday I was just in bed and like, I think I'm ready to settle down. And then the next week she's like, I don't know who that bitch was, but
no, honestly, I don't know who that was.
No, but damn me.
Oh man,
it's crazy in these streets.
But we move, you
we
know.
Move, we move.
Charge
we
it,
move.
Charge it to the game.
That has been the motto for this year and the last year, boy. We move. Fuck a therapist. We move. Although I gotta go to therapy.
No.
Are you? Do you have a therapist?
No, but I'm actually like, I'm looking.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like I'm, I feel like I'm very open with like my life because it is what it is.
Mm.
Like obviously certain things I'm not going to be open about, but like I have no shame with what I've been through because more time women have also gone through it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of us have gone through the same things. And you know, like the reason why I feel like not, there's no taboo about it, but like with some of the things that we go through, we'd like, we tend to like hold it back in case of like judgment and whatnot. Well, I say fuck that judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm looking for a therapist actually. I did find one. My friend sent me one, but I've just been stunning because I don't want to face the facts.
Yeah, you have to also be in a position where you're ready to unpack certain things as well.
Exactly.
Because there's going to therapy and then there's going to therapy.
Yeah.
And it's like, are you ready to unpack the shit that happened when you was like 5 years old?
No, honestly. And I can't lie. Life is quite sweet right now. I don't want to come out of therapy crying.
Yeah, because apparently the first few weeks, you're like, I fucking hate her guts.
Yeah,
or
I'm
his
not
guts.
Surprised.
Like you come out crying and then it starts getting better. You're like, wow, I can't wait to go. I can't wait to go. And then they're like, well, you're better now. See you later. And you're like, no, what?
I wasn't done.
I'm not finished. I'm meant to be seeing you.
Yeah. To be fair, I'm excited but scared at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it's talking, I don't like talking about my feelings. I don't like talking about how I feel. I don't like talking about what I'm going through. I don't like talking about what's on my mind.
What's your star sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, I don't know much about them.
Oh,
they like?
That reaction. Amber.
Well, you dated
I only know men Aquarius.
Yeah, what see, men like? Aquarius are different.
Yeah, it's
cases.
Different.
Because
actually, all my female Aquarius. Best friends are Aquariuses. Like, I get on with Aquariuses like really well.
Mm-hmm.
But both my exes were Aquariuses, born 4 days apart.
What's Aquarius? You lot are fishes.
Fish.
In the water. In the water.
No.
That's Pisces.
No, Aquarius is just the water.
Yeah, water.
But we're an
air
sign.
Yeah. You're
Aquarius
an air sign. Yeah. The males.
What they like.
So big headed.
Oh dear.
They act like they know everything. They act like they're helping people, but really they're not. Dicks.
Sorry to that man.
Like just so narcissistic.
What are the women like?
Lovely. lovely.
Okay.
Lovely. Like Lydia.
Oh,
Aquarius,
she's lovely.
Ruby, Aquarius. Mm. All my male friends that are Aquariuses, like, I get on, like I'm very tight with them.
But it's just the romantic.
The romantic
side of Aquarius.
Yeah, and every romance I've had with Aquarius, I'm like, oh, we should have just been friends. We would have been really good friends.
Right,
I don't know why I tried to get all romantic, and then I turn around like,
that's like me with cancers. I can't get away.
Oh,
from
I can't. No, I can't
cancer
do a cancer man.
Kill me.
I can't do a cancer man anymore.
Cancer men want to kill me.
Oh no.
Goddamn.
They're stressed.
I don't know cancer men.
I just feel like they just don't make sense. Like what
they're very emotional, right?
Yes.
And defensive, right?
To be
in a subtle way.
I guess he's my ex now, isn't it? Yeah, like he's a Cancer, but he wasn't defensive.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a very calm one, but he was still like
good at listening.
Yeah, very good. Listeners.
Really good at listening,
very
giving advice. Like they take on a lot. They, you know,
Bree's like, what the fuck?
I do not know who that is.
It was he exception to the rule.
Not the rule, the exception.
But that's what the Cancerians are like. Oh, so is Aquarius and Cancerians in chat? Maybe.
Is that a match? Is it a match? Compatible? Do you check that? Do you care?
No, I don't really care.
Oh god. No. The minute I find out a guy's birthday,
looking.
Libra and Aries man.
You know, this is
really
this is my toxic trait. Drunk on a date and be like, should we check out compatibility?
Oh my sweet
and
heaven!
You did it with them.
Yeah, and I'm like, let's read it together. And I'm like, ha ha ha, that's so us. We just like, oh my god. And I'm like, you like that?
Of course, he's gonna be like, no.
Not doing it together. No, I just read it, and then I'm like, oh fuck, we're not meant to be.
I'll do it together.
That's
really sad. So
Star said no.
You're an Aquarius. He was a Cancer. Right. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm intrigued.
You're a free-spirited personality. Your free-spirited personality differs completely with the rigidness of a Cancer.
True that.
This will make you feel like you are under restrictions, since Cancer is not willing to listen to any of your pioneering ideas, no matter how smart and groundbreaking they may seem to be.
I disagree.
Because they do listen.
I disagree. They even want to like,
yeah. They push you, like, why aren't you fucking doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
To make this relationship work, you will have to sacrifice some of your social time to be with a quiet and stay-at-home Cancer.
Boy, I don't mind. I love staying at home.
Okay. Woo! Remember that Cancer does not like to be the center of attention like you do. An Aquarian who has set some far-reaching career goals should think twice before committing to a relationship with a Cancer.
He's ruining everything.
This affair can be very time-consuming, which will ultimately slow down your professional progress.
Where's my drink?
I plead the fifth.
Cancer has a tendency to follow strict rules and guidelines. This will bring conflict into the relationship because you value your freedom. You are not good at following rules.
Now we're both like, fuck the rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck Paris.
Cancer is very romantic and Aquarius always enjoys the attention. Your relationship may be quite difficult for both of you since you have different perceptions about life.
Yeah, I would a little bit agree with that. Like, we definitely had, like, we agreed on a lot of things, but we definitely had a little bit of, like,
differences. But I think that's also very normal. That's like, normal. You're not going to be the same person. Not
exactly. And it's a very, like...
Like, don't like the things I like. Like, have a fucking own personality.
Yeah, like, and we were very different, but also we gelled. Like, we really gelled. We did gel.
You're going to call him tonight. Hey, baby, I miss you.
That you're going to be like, the Henny hit me up.
I love you.
Oh, she's going to be doing that future. Yeah. Just had Henny.
No, I don't remember.
No, he's like. Wait, let's think of a poem.
You just be on the phone.
We're sipping on that Henny, talking about the good times. The times I'm never going to get back without you. Anyway, so like, how's your mum? I love the how's your mum.
You know, I always do it. That's what I bang. It. How's your mum?
How's your mum? No, not your mum.
Man, how's mum?
Oh, how's mum?
Yeah, you got hit. How's mum? It's not your mum. Oh, mum.
How's mum?
Because she even.
Is mum good? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my toxic trait.
Mum.
What's my toxic trait? I don't know. To be fair, I got one, but I don't know. Like, I don't. I can
be a toxic person. When I was younger, I think I was very toxic.
But what did you do? Like, pour sand on kids?
Oh, I wish. Fucking annoying little shit. No, I'm joking. I love children. Absolutely love children. I could actually never hire me babysitter.
I'm trying to pay for the lawyer fees.
No, honestly. Boohoo got me down dirty. They got me down bad. No, but Boohoo, try me.
No, try I'm ready. Me. No, I'll actually swing on. I will go to Manchester with you. Black Air Force.
No, legit. I've always said this, like, obviously, I'm praying to God that it doesn't happen. And I'm not like, oh, yeah, my brand's going to be huge, that it's going to happen. No, because it happens to everyone.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was always like, no, I'm going to be quite chill if it happens. Like, it is what it is. No, I'm telling you, I will go to your head office. The police are going to have to drag me out of your headquarters. Because it's not, honest to God, it's not fair. Like, it's literally blood, sweat, and tears. Do you know how many times I've pricked my hand with the sewing machine? Do you know how many times I've burnt my hands on the iron?
Yeah, yeah.
The sweat and the tears. I've cried day and night. Day and night.
It's hard.
It's not you that's going to steal my designs.
No. My God. Do you know, it was your TikTok that was like, getting closer and closer every day. No, I'm almost there.
Every day I sit in that chair. Okay, not every day because I'm not always in the office. But when I'm in that office, I contemplate, man, fuck this shit. OnlyFans.
No, literally. I'm like,
girls are making bank from that.
I'm like Penny. One mad month from signing up.
And we think that they're naked.
No, they're not.
Some of them are doing cooking tutorials. One girl is even doing. I think her name is Kumani, but she does like sewing tutorials on OnlyFans.
What, just in like a cute, like sexy top or something?
No, she's not even in a sexy.
Because they did
top.
Say that OnlyFans is actually not made to be like a sexual thing.
No, it's people just like, made
it's
it.
It's basically
that.
Like Patreon.
Yeah.
But it's like it's OnlyFans. Like,
literally.
Only your fans.
Yeah.
But people just think about it like.
So why haven't we started a Style and City ones?
I don't know. Like.
Hello?
I'm just trying to show my ass on there. We actually had a serious conversation, but it was very serious, but like sarcastic serious. So I was like, look, right, it's OnlyFans thing. Let's just think about like, what's the format? Like, how much would you charge a month? Like, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'm thinking maybe like between $9.99, maybe $19.99. You know, I might give them like three X-rated videos a month. I think it's all right. Sounds reasonable. A few pictures here and there. £20. Come on.
selling yourself short.
I just feel, yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to do it. I was just like planning my content.
30 for 20.
I was planning my content.
I mean, but
you said you were
going
to do toes.
I'll do my toes. Yeah. I'll be putting cream on them. Listen,
I'm going to steal toe pics and I will sell the toe pics if it ever got to that.
This is what I mean, but it's like toes. Who's going to know that that is my toe?
Exactly.
No one will ever
zoom,
know.
Someone will zoom into a TikTok like, guys, if you zoom in on this picture on Amber Lowe's Instagram and you cross-reference with this OnlyFans, you actually see that that's her toe because, like, you know, the toenail is...
like, honestly, the background of the carpet on the floor is matching the ones that,
literally.
Like,
crazy.
No, but I'm ready for OnlyFans. Because they'll be doing stars in front of the boobs and
the it's just a bikini.
And then it's just your like everyday bikini. Like I post bikini pics for free.
Oh my days, who did
on
that
Instagram?
To Georgia Smith.
Oh is yeah, her and when what you open it on Twitter, it looked like she was like topless. When you open it, she's just in like a bandeau.
Yeah, it's just a small top.
People like the guys are too horny.
Too
this is the problem, like
does anyone need a top up? Sorry.
I absolutely do.
Anything
is possible.
Now
I think I'm gonna go for tonic water.
Okay. Yeah, pass the bottle.
I'll
help you.
Right. I don't know
this
how that's gonna taste.
Difficult for me.
One, two, with my
bow.
Hold this.
All right. This summer,
I have drunk like a champ.
I don't think I've drank enough.
Oh man, the hangover that I had.
Oh
my god.
No, not yeah. We have drank. You remember Thursdays at 5 a.m. in Soho?
No, like, not as much.
Thursdays 5 a.m. at
not
Soho.
Not as much as I give. Considering, considering this is like freedom, I feel like I could have drank a lot more than I have. We did like we were mad from what was it April? We had a mad one from like when we were still when things weren't fully open. Alfresco.
Oh
days.
Yeah, alfresco.
Oh, I didn't bother going outside. Oh, what the hell was that?
We were in Soho, like cleaning up the street.
I saw. You know what? Enjoying the minute, Bros was like, "Yes, we're free."
But in our defense, it's content for the pods. If we're not out, we can't. We got nothing to talk about.
Oh my god, I miss Soho,
babe. Because when we used
him.
To do like pod, like during
there was literally nothing to talk about.
There was nothing to talk about. We're like
nothing's happening.
Like,
so
you're
not
looking at the same four walls.
Yeah. So now, as soon as we're outside, we're out.
It's like no hotties. Now the hotties are kind of not everywhere.
Yeah,
it's been a bit difficult.
I've been out like recently, and there haven't been there's no eye candy because all the eye candy has been propped up by their wives, which
everyone's clapped.
Thank you, ladies.
I think all the hotties are either like in relationships or in jail,
and in South London. And
they're probably
in
they've
South
probably
London.
Got girls anyway. But in relationships,
no, they do locally
or in
have
jail.
Girls. They definitely locally have girls.
Like, why?
Why?
Just fucking pimp yourself out. Like, I don't know why you're being so immoral. Like. I hate when guys have morals. Are we saying this?
I'm actually screaming.
Why do you have
I hate when guys have morals.
Like, so
no, we're
annoying.
Not from a cheating perspective, but
no,
from
no,
a
no, don't
like...
cheat. Oh my god, no, I'm not an advocate
for
cheating. But like, sorry, that's not what I mean.
Clean it up.
Sorry, what I mean is, let me rewind. If you're in a relationship, great. But also, like, when you're outside, like, if you're single, like, just be a little whore. Like, why are you being all like?
Restricted.
Like rigid. I get it. Especially as you know, we're grown folk.
Do
let's
know
do
what
grown
I mean?
Folk stuff,
right?
why
I'm there,
sexy?
Like, are you gonna off your pant or not? Like, why am I asking these questions? Just do it.
I'm there, like, why are you being weird to me?
why are you being weird to me? One head on neck, one head on front.
Leg up, boom, boom, boom. I come to your mama's house. You say you want food and shorts in your name. Oh, I'm trying to say why are you being weird. Why are you being weird to me?
That is the funniest thing
that
I've
so
ever
funny.
Seen.
It's so Fendi facts.
God,
but right. That's what guys do. Like they'll do the most.
Listen.
And then it's like now you're Houdini. You disappear.
No, listen.
Why you disappear?
Listen. You know when they find a girl that literally gives them the works, they move so mad, so mad, so mad.
Did you guys see the boy response to that?
Yes! Yeah.
I love that.
He's like, match your mind.
I need that energy. Come on.
He's like, your neck hanging off the back.
And I'll do what I do.
And I'll do what I want. Your neck hanging off the bed. Your legs on the bed. Your neck's off the bed.
Why and I'm doing that. Weird? Why are you being weird to me?
I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
I hear that. I feel that. I could do that. I just stand outside the yard.
Listen, I will stand.
I haven't been mad enough in relationships for me. I thought about it, like, should I just go to his house and just stand outside? But I'm like, no. But I'm in a phase where I feel like I'm just going to do what I want. If I want to stand outside your house and throw rocks,
I'm going to do that.
That's what I'm going to do. Mm. You done that?
I think I want to tap into my mad side.
I don't know shit.
Why not? When you think about it, when you're older and you look back, you need stories to be like, yeah, like when I was kind of crazy.
Yeah, I was doing this, yeah.
I was crazy when I was about 20, 19. Oh, this guy drove me mad. Oh, hey.
You're so young as well.
No, but if they get you when you're young, that's what I did all my madness when I was 18. Listen, he was even younger than me, like just by a year.
Oh, but back then, that's kind of a lot.
Run rings around me. And I was just there blind like a mouse. take me for a journey. But I was crazy back then because I was crazy about him. So I would like just try to be wherever he was.
Oh, that would like had him behind the plant, like, hey.
Hey, it's me, Shawnee. Why'd you act like that? This, like, honestly. But, like what?
Kids, he's waving.
No.
No. I feel triggered by those things because that's the fucking crazy shit that I would do.
I have a story.
Oh, go on. Do tell.
So there's one guy, like, we kind of like dated, like early days, and then I don't know, he kind of fizzled out. No. Mm-hmm. The story's even worse than I was willing to tell. Basically, one day I was on Insta, and back then, you know, when there weren't that many of us on Insta, so you see more of like other people's posts. So I see one girl being like, happy birthday, baby, boom, 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 presents, tag. I'm like, that's my man.
I even have a story as well. Go ahead.
So then I was like, oh, I was like, Instagram's telling me you have a girlfriend. He's like, yeah, it happened the other day. I was like, I love you.
But
back then I had pride. So I was like, you know what? I ain't no dickhead. Like, I'm not even going to message you back. Like, that's just mad. Like, whatever. Mm. Obviously, they broke up. So, like,
she's celebration.
So, like, I knew where he worked, innit? Like, he was working, like, central sides. And I just happened to be in central. Another part of central with my girl. And I was like, we just go to his workplace. My man worked in Waitrose in like Sloane Square. Mm-hmm. Why would I, North London babe, just be strolling in Waitrose? But I did it. And now I walked past the aisle. I was like, oh, with my Fiji water, because that's what I went in to buy, Fiji. I was like, oh, my God, I fancy seeing you.
These times. Really,
I knew you were here. And I knew your shift times. How about that?
I knew everything.
And then, I even know your manager's number.
And then we got back together.
Oh!
Period. That's our period.
Ding, ding, ding. Still a black would be so proud.
I mean, it was still like, obviously, nah, we're not together. Obviously.
Yeah, wow. Hot girl summer one, city boy zero. What?
Honestly.
But I did my stalking due diligence. I'm going to show up at your job.
You know, I think guys don't realise how mad we can be. Like, you think this is this? You think this is just just nothing?
This has been planned 3 weeks in advance.
Like, I put in that work
because you know you have to leave the time so they don't think it's too coincidental. Exactly. So it's like in 4.5 weeks, then I'm gonna go because it's been enough time, exactly. And then it's gonna look like a coincidence.
Exactly,
this ain't no coincidence.
You
boo-boo.
Have to stage these things.
I want to hear your story.
So oblivious to things. Oh no, my story is just that same guy that drove me insane. I was just seeing girls like, oh babes. Happy birthday, baby. I'm thinking,
baby. You're gonna be calling someone baby.
Let me move this bang. Baby. I'm like, But me and my little self, are you okay? Yeah.
No smoke.
Bruh. I'm so, you know, I would tell my younger self, bring out the guns. Bring out the damn guns.
From early.
Whenever you've got something to say, you say it. Because if you're mad, it's fine. At least people know you're mad.
Fair.
No, honestly, because, like, I mean, I'd rather be known... let me think about it. Would I rather be known as mad?
Yeah, because then he's like, oh, me not...
No, but I want to get it. But it shouldn't even be mad. It should just be, I'm just going to... Not take
that.
It to an extreme, but... If there's something on my mind, I'm going to say, like, you're not going to take me for a dickhead.
Exactly.
I'm going to speak. Because a lot of girls, we just do, oh, yeah, I'm nothing much. These times you're in your group chat crying.
But the thing is, like, guys are like, oh, no, she's just moaning. But I'm not moaning. I'm literally telling you how I feel. Yeah. But you see it as moaning because you don't want to hear it.
Exactly. Mm.
So it's like, where do we go from here? Why are you being weird to me?
Why? Please.
No, but literally.
No, men can really run circles around you all day, every day. But to be fair, as they get older, they can't be asked.
Oh, no, 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 yeah.
That's so true.
I've seen such a flip in men now that I feel like I'm on the other side where yeah. I'm just
like... Crossing over.
Just like nonchalant, like, blah, 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 blah. If you want to talk to me, talk to me. If not, like, I actually don't care. And they are little begs. Like, they're oh little like...
Yeah, they are.
Like, hey, like, so when are we going to do this? And I'm like...
No, that is so...
When you're on them, they act
when
like
we're going
you,
out.
Yeah.
What do you mean, when we're going out? Why don't you book something and
do
tell me?
Do you know
me?
What I mean? Just be like, hey, I'll book this. Like, you're there asking me the same fucking question. Oh, we was meant to do this. We was meant to do... The fucking book it then.
No, that was in.
You think I'm going to follow up with it?
Oh, my God. Honestly, I'm not a receptionist.
You invite me to do something. I say, okay, this is when I'm free. There's no time. There's
they
no
love
nothing.
To do group work
on the
though,
day. On the day, there is no follow up on the day. You think on the day I'm gonna text you and be like, "Oh, so we meeting today?" No. If you don't message me, I ain't going nowhere.
No, that's on period.
I just can't. Sometimes they're so.
Don't
idiots.
Come back to the jungle. Just go
Never.
Like sort
yeah,
out
yeah,
your
yeah.
thing. And
like, just go sort out.
Yeah, yeah. Because
not, let me tell you, there's nothing
it.
Here.
Nothing
the
here.
Thing is, I've been knowing that there's nothing there, and I'm just. Ah, ladies, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's like two gems.
No, literally.
And I don't know where they
we're
are.
We're like scavenging for them.
Honestly, there must be like at least like there's only like 3 pen guys in the whole of London.
Basically.
I strongly believe that.
Mm, and they're probably dickheads because they know it.
Probably, yeah.
That's the problem with this country. Yeah. That when a guy's paying, it's peak. Don't bother.
I don't want a medium ugly guy.
You need like one that when you can't...
No, you don't want to be drunk and you're like, daddy. No,
yeah,
you need to
be
completely
sober.
Sober and you're like,
no. There's a lot of guys that I kind of like, not fobbed off, but like fobbed off. Like, you know, and when they get a girlfriend, I start looking at the pictures like.
So you actually look quite cute.
Yeah, I feel like all they need is that relationship kind of glow. The girl that's going to be like, not that Jane, not that, come on, change the shape
I mean,
up a
it's
bit.
It's great, but not me.
Yeah.
Well done to you, but not me. honest to God, like. I'm glad you found somebody, but not me. I'm real glad.
Right.
I'm happy for you, son. I got 99 problems.
I'm gonna take my medium rare. My medium rare,
medium.
Baby.
How do you have your steaks, by the way?
Medium rare.
I have mine medium to well done. Just a little bit pink
medium
in the middle.
To wow. You coming towards the W?
That's outrageous.
I was a well done gal.
Oh my God! Just chewing
that for a well done.
Yappa.
Like a rat.
Like a rat.
Thank you, Shanice.
Shut it, please.
Shanice, yeah?
The way she says yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Your mouth is really moving like a rat. No, so I was a well done babe. And then I went gauchos and I was like, can I have well done?
They laughed at you.
The waiter was probably like, look at this peasant.
No facts. And
always
me, I was like,
well.
I'm not going to give it back. I was like, how? Oh, that's kind of nice. And that changed my life.
Oh,
forever.
they just gave you medium rare.
They gave me not medium rare. They gave me like
a medium rare.
Because the chef was
like, I refuse to cook it well done.
Yeah, literally. And it was really nice. So now I get medium. And
especially
I'm like,
at Gaucho, they're like, what
honestly,
the fuck?
Like, yeah. What? People are coming to Gaucho's?
No, literally.
And they're asking for
well done. And you know why? I think because when I was growing up, my mum's always done things well done. Like, oh, we're like, I'm like, oh God, blood on the plate. That's scary.
My dad's.
But now,
oh, I love a medium.
We're like,
rare.
Now when we have steak at home,
blood
I'm like,
on my
put
spoon.
Mine on 3 minutes before you guys take yours off. Like, don't be cooking mine at the same time as you lot now. I don't want to be chewing. Like, I'm bougie now. You know what I mean? I have pink.
She uptown now. She uptown now.
She made it.
Listen, I love a bloody steak. Oh. Guys, Hawksmoor, oh my days. I think this might, Hawksmoor, if you're listening to this, this is for you. Hawksmoor, yeah.
Can we get a collab or something?
No, honestly, I need a collab with Hawksmoor. They have the sexiest steaks I've ever had in my life.
What's
the
idea?
Let's get this. Hawksmoor. You see me?
I'll get my people to talk to
your people.
Honestly, we're going to do that. No, they have the best steaks in the world. Like, legit, the best steakhouse I've ever been to.
So should we just have a date night?
Yeah, why not? Oh my God!
Oh my God!
A young Hawks.
I like it.
They do brunch. I'm trying to drink.
They about to.
We're making a brunch.
When I hit up the HQ, I'm like,
they about to.
I have a preposition. Brunch. But they have like on Monday nights, you can bring your own bottle for like £5. And then
how many?
I do like going out on Mondays.
I mean, I don't know how many, but I mean, I could do the research for that.
Yeah, you're good at research.
You bring a bottle and I bring a bottle.
Me and my due diligence, I'm on my job. Yeah, I do my job.
Your due diligence. I can't even say it.
Due diligence. Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready?
Let's get this like in the book.
Let's should we toast it?
Oh, you're making me do things. Oh, yeah. Just fucking do.
All right, we'll come to you.
Yeah. In
eyes. Oh, God. Yeah. 7 years. 7 years. Oh, God. 7 years.
If you didn't know, if you don't look into someone's eyes when you're cheersing them, you get 7 years bad sex. And like, nobody wants that. Right?
I can't lie. I'm going to have to disagree with that because.
X-rated.
I've been clinking and not looking in people's eyes, but I'll be having the best of my life.
You heard it here first, guys. It
must be fucking nice.
You heard it here first.
It must be fucking nice.
I mean, it's a desert now, but like...
Nobody was.
It was great.
In quarantine.
I can't wait till they get back together.
I know.
Like, you guys
I don't even know him.
Hi, babe. She don't know what she's doing. She was acting goofy.
She's acting goofy.
Doing some goofy shit.
I probably am.
You are acting goofy.
She's probably waiting for me to go to therapy and sort myself out.
Yeah, it's right. And sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah.
Streets will be dead out here for him as well.
Like, and his winter's coming up anyway, so it's like, don't even worry.
Honestly, what the worst time to end things with?
Like, hey, boo.
Use the start of autumn to find yourself again.
No, it's true.
And then mid October, you're just young, so. Are we going to have this drink? Yes or no?
Might have to do that, you know.
Ooh.
Then we need clothes.
Then it's November, December,
I can tell this girl's got game.
She got it.
I do, but she has game. Not for the right people. Oh. I'm fucking crazy, though. When I'm in love, I'm a proper simp. I'm a bad bitch now, but I'm a simp.
No, but it actually happens to the best of us.
I'm a fucking simp.
Like, I don't...
Let
I
me shine like your toes, that, baby.
Like...
Oh, yeah, you've done a pedicure thing before.
Have I done it? Okay, yeah. Ooh,
you wow, you lot are going in. Nah, I've never done pedicure. Oh, you've never done pedicure? Okay. I'm behind.
No, I just...
No.
Yeah, but it's just...
You're buff, you just buffed the toenails a bit. Cuticles.
Yeah. I think I've cut toenails.
Yeah. That's my man.
What's the wildest thing you've done for a guy? I love these sorts of conversations.
I've taken a...
A loan out.
Are you crazy?
You see this glass?
Are you crazy?
You see this glass?
No.
I will try to touch your head.
My parents would kill me. No, I've I took a stamp to his house.
Oh yeah, you was traveling. You went on a pilgrimage.
I went on a pilgrimage. You need a stamp.
He needed a stamp.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't ask me to. This was me, like, you know, acts of service.
Your love language.
That is embarrassing.
Wrote their personal statement for them, looked for unis for them when they didn't even want to go anyway, sent them to them when we broke up, still helped them with their A-level work, sent them all my notes.
Not the notes.
Sent them the notes from my tutor. He even did better than me.
That must honestly burn. That happened to me in uni. Somebody sent me the essay. I did better than them.
Drove him to uni to hand in his disc because he was like 1 minute from being late. I was doing screw it, about to kill myself.
What?
Wow.
You really put him first. Yeah. You put that man first.
I put that man first.
And that's on Jaheim.
I remember someone asked me
wrote
to
letters
do...
to them in prison when they weren't my man.
What?
Okay, yeah. We
no, you...
We enter in a rabbit hole.
Listen,
not the prison letters.
No. Girl.
You know, I've never...
I got a story for days.
Listen, those guys that are in prison... Don't come for me, because I won't write you. I won't bid you adieu.
Adieu.
I won't bid you adieu, because I won't. Prison?
I had a friend that went to prison. I wrote him a poem. Aww. But he was just my friend.
Oh, no. Do you
sweet,
know what I did? Okay.
But he was your friend.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah.
My ex that was in prison, so he was at my ex at the time. I found out he went in prison. I was like...
Crying.
Bumped into his mum. His mum's like, please write to him. He'd love it.
I'm screaming.
Me, I was like, oh my God, he loves me again. Woo.
That's his mum.
Me, dickhead, he loved this artist.
Yeah.
I feel like, fuck it. He loved J. Cole. And J. Cole had just released a song.
Did you write the lyrics?
I wrote the lyrics. I wrote the whole lyrics. And I was like, at the end, I was like, there's another verse, but like, my hand's getting tired, but this is his new song, his lyrics.
For the listeners at home, can we pour one for Amber, please? poor one for the lost soul.
He won't even know how the song goes.
Yeah,
honestly.
I know, but you know, I did it. You know, I did it because he used to tell me when his boys used to go to prison, he'd write them like lyrics and stuff for like new songs. And I remembered that from like 5 years later. Now he's in prison. And I'm writing him letters, and I was like, he's gonna really appreciate me.
Do you know what? Where is he as now? Funny that as that is very, very thoughtful.
It is, isn't it?
But you're putting the wrong thoughtful energy.
Now, this guy sent me loopy. I used to sit outside his house when he broke up with me. I'd sit outside the park outside
Didn't
his
you
house.
Go to his house and cry?
Yeah.
On the sofa.
I've done that once.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that.
He wasn't in.
He cried to the mum.
I took him an Easter egg. He broke up with me in March. Easter is in April. But I went and bought him a nice Easter egg from Marx's. Everyone's probably heard the story already. So I went to the house. Unexpected. I just knock on the door. Expected him to see me. I was like, hey, it's happy Easter. This is his mum. I was like, oh, hiya. So is he in? Ooh. I got him Easter egg. She's like, no, do you want to come in? I was like, okay. Minute I sat down. I can't do it now. I'm going to fail my A-levels. I can't go to school. I can't go work. I don't know what I'm doing. She was like, oh, darling. And you know, let me give him a call. He came, he was like, you can't ever do this again. I was like, but I love you. And then that's when I was like, what would you do if I kill myself?
Oh, you're one of those babes.
Well, no.
Unhinged babe.
I didn't realise I was until I was in the moment. And I was like, that's kind of crazy. And he's like, what are you doing? That's scary. He's like, I'll leave to my mum right now. Like,
and I was
like,
I'm telling.
I was like, okay, no, do that. Never again.
To the mum. Oh my God.
Because you think that's going to do something.
And you know what? That's
the mum don't care.
The mum don't fucking care, bro.
The mums don't fuck it. The more time, the mums are in on it.
Nah, yeah.
More time, the mums are in on the plan.
Yeah.
The mums are there even sorting through the girls. Ah, which one today, son?
Don't say that to me. This guy has been in my life, what, 5-6 years now? From when we first went out till now. And it's just drama.
Oh, you guys still talk?
Not no more.
Mm-mm, no, he's weird. No, I think we actually concluded today that he's
today
loser.
We concluded that it was today that we were like, this guy is
it's garbage,
a loser,
garbage.
Oh dear.
Oh, it gets like that, man.
Yeah, it's mad.
A lot of men are very unhinged. Very unhinged.
They need therapy. They need a lot of like.
Yeah, they do.
Because a lot of the problems are like caused by men.
Honestly, it's not even why you're being weird to me. Why are you being weird? Why?
They're weird. They break women. Someone broke their heart when they were free. Now they can't get over it.
No, literally, someone stole your lollipop. Get over it. But to be fair, men go through a lot when they're weak, like when they're younger. Like, I was having a call. Who's
that? My business. Is that my fault? Was I there?
I know, but like, it's a bit of a mean cycle. Like,
as in what, like their friends cussing them in school and
not even okay. So, we might get a bit deep here.
Oh, let me take
one more sip of my drink. So I was talking to my brother's girlfriend the other day, and we were talking, and we were like, a lot of guys, yeah, they lost their virginity when they were really young, but it was often to like older women,
right? Oh,
and that has actually fucked them up. As they and that and how they treat women is like from that situation.
It's a bit of like what an abuse.
Yeah, and it's like they don't realize it, and the way that manifests and how they treat women is from that. That's put deep. That in your sandwich.
That's deep.
Fucking blow my mind. I've never thought of it like that.
Like a lot of men have gone through the craziest stuff, but because they don't speak about it,
yeah.
It's all in here, it's internal.
Yeah, and you just think, oh no, he's just a psycho, but he's a psycho.
He is a psycho, but I get it. Why, yeah.
I mean, that was just a bit of a
older women, just control yourselves.
As in
disgusting.
Oh, nasty.
Oh guys, we're getting to the end of the podcast. No. This is so sad.
Oh, no.
That's so sad. All right, you got to leave us with something. What do you want us to know about Mina Novsky?
What's next? So we got next? The releases out now.
Yeah.
Oh, that was what we was actually here.
We just went off on a tangent.
Yeah, but that's us. Tangent. So the collection is out.
Yes, it is.
Now. What's next for Mina Novsky? What can we expect?
I don't even know, you know.
That's fine.
I'm not going to adhere to the fashion calendar.
Right. You're doing your own thing.
Yeah, I don't give a heck. Like, my summer stuff came out late July, August. people are still going on holiday.
True.
Honestly, like I said, I do this for women. The fashion calendar. The fashion calendar, it puts too much stress, especially on smaller brands. Me, I'm going to release when I feel like I need to release.
Fine.
Yeah, like my dad was like, yeah, you need to drop at least like 3 things every quarter. I'm like, yeah, I can do that.
Every quarter?
You gonna sew it for me, Dad? You gonna draw it for me?
No, honestly. But I can't lie, he's got some good ideas, bless him.
Like,
he does like property, but he also has like a fashion side to him as well. Like, he's got a little fashion head. I love it about him. But yeah, what can we expect from Mina? Honestly, just sexiness for the girls, man.
I want
everyone in Mina. I want everyone like talking about Mina. I want everyone being like, oh yeah, we've seen that dress. Like, even just recently with the orange dress, like the orange dress has just,
it's popping off.
Boy.
It's doing bits.
It's the orange dress for my.
I'm waiting for my burgundy corset and the forest green corset.
Listen.
You need to bring it back.
The corset is, I'm going to bring it back next year.
DM'd you about the colours.
I know, you definitely did.
I was like, so is this coming in for spring? Because we can see it. We spoke about it.
Because do you know what's funny? I have the fabric and I've got the beige leather in my office, but I just haven't had the time to actually make it.
It's a nice
Christmas party. Yeah. But we'll see, because it's long and it's fucking expensive, mate.
No, I can imagine.
It's fucking expensive. This stuff is long. Actually long.
I can imagine. But you know what? We're with you. We're with you in spirit, solidarity.
Amen.
I stand with Mina. When she's sewing, I stand with her. I've never watched Hunger Games, so I don't know the reference. But vibes.
It's the best. Please watch
it. Vibes, we get it. Okay, yeah. Guys, we have come to that time of the episode where we give you guys item of the week.
Yeah.
So for any of my newbies, item of the week is a segment where we give you guys an item we've been looking at, something on our wish list, something that we want to buy. You know, we might not be able to afford it, but maybe Zaddy gonna get it if you want to get it. Holla. So who's gonna go first?
Amber, you
me?
Can go first.
Me?
Oh, ooh, me?
Okay. All right, I think we're all figuring it out. While we're figuring it out, if you want to see the items or actually see the links, head over to silenceatyoudiaries.com where you'll see all the items of the week and the previous ones as well. That was a mouthful.
That was a proper mouthful. Fucking hell.
All right, you ready, girl?
Yeah. So my item of lay week is from this brand, which I really love.
Oh.
Okay. And it's called Minanovsky.
Oh, I've heard of that. That's a new one.
Don't kill me now.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I ain't heard really, of that.
I really do love this brand. And it's their new collection. Mm-hmm. So this is actually for pre-order. So it's not here yet. It's like exclusive shit. You know what I mean? Like pre-order and it comes. It's the Jamila Mini in pecan brown. Pecan, wherever you're from. Tomato. So it's a short. So it does come in a longer version, but like, I'm a whore. So it's a short and halter neck dress in this brown. Obviously, it's brown, but it's got like very earthy. It's the soil.
Oh, it's the soil.
From the soil and cans. Thank you. Santopa. And it's a halter neck and it's £110. And it is, I feel like when I'm in it, it's going to get body yaddy.
Body yaddy. No,
it honestly does.
It's going to be body yaddy.
Yeah, proper body yaddy.
So that is my item of the way.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll go next. Like, I just feel like you're just in my brain. Like, you're just, like, living in my brain. Because my item of the week is from the same brand.
Minanovsky. No, you guys have done this twice. It's a conspiracy.
Minanovsky. And, you know, it's from the new collection. It's available to pre-order as well. And mine is Samira Mini in Sandstone Orange.
Ooh.
Guys, this orange.
It's orange-ing.
It's pops differently. Just give me the Saint-Tropez, Ibiza, of that.
Saint-Tropez. I can't lie, it's bad as fuck.
Nah.
Listen, this I've seen it. I've been seeing it on the ground. I've seen it on the Twitters. This dress is popping. So just imagine the perfect orange. It's, I don't even know how to describe these things. It's off the shoulder, one shoulder. So you got the cold shoulder. It's giving body on the side. You've got cut out on the side. This is the dress that you go to dinner with your man in Ibiza and you don't wear underwear. Thank
this
you.
Is a dress where your man is at your door saying, why are you being weird to me?
No, I swear to God. Then a few weeks later, you're like, why am I pregnant?
I miss my period.
We having kids.
We having these kids, boo. Yeah, it's
guys,
that dress.
This dress is one to talk about. So it's £150. So head over to Mina Novsky and check it out.
Yes.
No, do you know, you guys have actually done this to me twice.
Hello.
Item of the week
again.
I want a medal.
It might be a Style City Diaries first.
First to have two.
And we both had the same
bag. Yeah.
Damn, Shardy.
It's a damn conspiracy.
All right, what's yours, Shardy?
Mine. Okay, so mine, it's a very small brand, but I've just loved it because it's new and I like the name. The name's Combined Attire.
Okay.
And even like when you look at the logo, like I think it just looks sick. I love stuff that has like what are those brackets? Square brackets.
Oh right, yeah.
I love that sort of stuff. I love it. But they have a halter neck mini dress, and the colours are beautiful. The dress specifically, where did the name drill? I can't find the colour. Oh no. It's gotta be out. Oh, so the Horizon Ombre dress. Ooh. Beautiful dress. It's a holiday thing. It's definitely a holiday thing.
Wish I was on. Oh,
see.
I was on holiday.
Yeah, imagine being banging. Tired in that.
Exactly.
That's pain.
And I was just like, you know what? I came across it because I was like, because I was picking between two brands because like you guys have featured AMPM already because her shoe collection. Oh my God.
Banging.
Listen, I will go broke. I will actually go broke. But yeah. Combined Attire, their new stuff recently has been the summer collection, absolutely wonderful. That's my selection.
I love it.
A lot of summer. The summer stuff.
Yeah, they've been doing things, you
this
know.
Year,
especially the smaller brands. Yeah. They've really put the work in.
Wink, wink.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Mina, thanks for
coming. Thank you so much. Oh, I've had so much fun.
Thank you for having me.
Are you?
So am I.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm okay.
For what? She's like, Amber, you can say the word.
Reaching again.
But where can we find you?
Yeah, socials.
Socials.
So my personal socials are Yao, so that's Y-A-O. Those are just my initials. Dot Mina, so Yao Mina. Mm. Not much different from Chow Mina, to be honest. But Yao.Mina, that's my personal. And then my Instagram for the brand, Mina Novsky. On Twitter, we're the Mina Novsky. I mean, we're on TikTok and all that jazz and Pinterest. But I mean, when you type in Mina Novsky, no one else is called Mina Novsky. So you're going to find Mina Novsky. You're gonna, like, and that's what I love the most about the brand name. Like, you're not going to find anybody else with Mina and Novsky.
No one's called Mina Novsky.
No.
And you know what that is? Unique.
Honestly,
fucking unique.
You're nice.
Honestly,
I love that.
Love it.
All right, until guys, next time.
We will see you next week. And thank you again so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun.
We had so much fun.
Why
are you being weird to me?
We unpacked.
Yeah,
no, we talked about a lot.
Yeah.
We really did.
I love it.
Right. See y'all later.
See ya.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.